Welcome back to Das HaKingdom on the Parsha. This week's Parsha has a very interesting Das HaKingdom, Parsha's Vayikra, in Perek Beis Pasuk Yigimel. And the Pasuk speaks about the commandment to have salt on all the kabanos. And it says, V'losashas melach, you should not discontinue the salt from the kabanos. And the Das HaKingdom has a very interesting comment with a very significant psychological ramifications major understanding of kapara in general. So they start off what's the purpose of having salt? So the salt is symbolic of an everlasting covenant, right? Just like salt is a preservative. So too, it's talking about the bris between Klal Yisrael and Hashem, and the bris of the karbanos is one that will last forever. It just will be preserved. But and Bali Tosfos clarify, v'lo l'tzorcha kadosh baruch hu. It's for kapara. It's not for Hashem. Shahari ein lefanav lo achilav lo shtia. Right? Hashem doesn't eat. Hashem doesn't drink. It's not that the karbanos don't taste good enough without putting on salt, so you need to salt the karbanos so it's flavorful for Hashem. Obviously, that's not the point. Rather, it is a symbolic reference to the everlasting nature of the covenant of the karbanos, because salt is a preservative. But then they add, Ela lezakos bahem es Yisrael, but rather it's to create a merit for Klal Yisrael. Why? Ki kishadam chote makriv karban miskaper lo. Because when a person sins, and then he brings a karban, and then he gets a kapara, an atonement, that basically a person, once he's clean, so he knows he's clean from his chet, so he'll be careful afterwards not to sin again in the future, and not to become so sullied in the disgustingness of his averos. Avalim lo hayim miskaper. But if he wouldn't get an atonement, hayamosif lachato, he would just continue to sin and add on, pile up these averos. And he quotes Chazal that they say kevan shavaras adam aver. When a person does an aver and then he repeats it, eventually it becomes like a heter. It becomes mutter to him, and it means that not that it really becomes mutter, but a person treats it like it's mutter. Meaning, if somebody sins so much, they feel like I've reached the point of no return. I'm already so dirty already. What else can I gain? And then they quote a mushel of a person who has dirty clothing. A person who has dirty clothing isn't careful not to get more dirt on his clothing. But if someone has clean clothing, they actually are very careful to not get a drop on him. And then they quote a pasuk from Koheles, which is "Bechol es yu begedach levenim," right? That your clothing should always be white. And it seems to be saying that you should always consider yourself to be wearing white clothing, meaning always consider yourself to be basically cleansed of sins so that you won't come to sin further. Now this is very interesting because we typically think about a kapara as something that will prevent a punishment in this world, a punishment in the next world. It's something that mends the relationship, but this is a new facet to karbanos. It's that and kapara in general, that it's so important because it gives a person the psychological well-being and position to go on and not sin further. Because once someone feels like it's impossible, I have so many averos, they will never be able to protect themselves from doing averos in the future. But if they wake up in the morning and say today is a fresh start, today is a new day, now they can go ahead and have a perfect day. They're going to hold back from sin. If you're wearing clean clothing, you're going to be careful not to get it dirty. They had a couple of other interesting points. Also, Chazal say in Maseches Makos, "Rotza Hamakom Lezakos as Yisrael Afiyach Hir Belhem Torah Mitzvos VeLo Yitan VeChet." That Hashem gave them gave a big schus to Klal Yisrael, that He gave us lots of Torah and many mitzvos, so that they don't become dirty in sin. Right? Perhaps this is saying that there's so much Torah and so many mitzvahs to do that if someone's involved in them, they don't even have time to sin. They won't be involved in sin. But then they add another layer. They say, "Vegam tziva hirma mitzvos, harbe mitzvos," and also He commanded many mitzvos. Shemin hadin al demishamre miatzmo. Many of these mitzvos, person anyway would not do, as the Mishnah in Makos says, right? That He commanded us not to eat blood, even though generally someone wouldn't want to eat blood. Many things we wouldn't be doing anyway. But why does He do that? Vetziva osam hakadosh baruch hu today laharbas v'schar in shal Yisrael. But Hashem wanted to give us lots of schar, so He gave us many mitzvos, some that we would do anyway. But perhaps this connects to really the earlier comment or the earlier part of the comment of the Dasikanim, which is that part of there being a lot of mitzvos is that it makes it really easy for someone to achieve success, because someone could look throughout their day and say, you know what, there are a lot of bad things that I did not do. I woke up in the morning and I didn't do much, but there are many averos I did not do. I did not kill anybody today. I did not drink blood today. I did not pull the badim out of the aron today. There are a lot of bad things I did not do. And since my day was filled with mitzvos, you know, I made so many brachos today. I wore tzitzis all day today. I put on tefillin this morning. I davened a couple times. So if I do an avera, but look at overall, that Hashem gave me so many mitzvos. I was so involved in Torah and mitzvos today, even if I made a few mistakes and did some averos, but I shouldn't let that eat me up. Of course, this is not to minimize even a slight avera, but we need the proper balance and to have the perspective. So, you know, if somebody's the type of person that's the type of person to get down and to feel sullied in their sins and not be able to move on, so this is the Dasa Canaan for them. And these are the Mamari Chazah for them. And this is the mitzvah of this carbon for them, is that, you know, there are so many mitzvos. Look at how many good things you did today. And look what a kapara can do, and you could start fresh and you could have clean clothing. Look how many positive things you can be involved with. And this can give somebody tremendous chizuk. And these are ideas that are discussed a lot in Sifrei Chassidus, but to see it, you know, in the Dasa Kanim and Bali Tosfos are bringing it down from different sources in Chazal and even Koheles, is really a very fascinating point. And definitely a beautiful idea to have in mind as we have our new fresh start. We just came out of HaChodesh Zelechem, a fresh start with Rosh Chodesh Nisan and a fresh start with the new year, starting with Pesach. Time of purity, a time of kapara, coming to the Seder night with the kittel like Yom Kippur. Mir Tzashem, we should get this chizuk and be able to serve Hashem properly.